you out of a rut. Sometimes you need your whole world to fall apart. And time has come to change the song. Time has come. Oh.
Lesson from Jake Nicole's album, a new entry this week, Saturn Returns. It's a departure from his folkier work. This LP is layered with a blend of synth pop, new wave, and dungeon synth. Before that, from the same album, was Dream Song, reflecting a 6-year journey of sonic exploration tied to the transformative concept of one's mythical Saturn return. Charted this week by CFRC in Kingston and CFRU in Guelph. Before that was Nobody by Cloverdale and Return of the Jaded from last week's number 7 album, Challenge 303. It packs quite a punch in its concise UK garage form that I'm really enjoying at the moment. Charted this week by CJLO in Montreal.
Number 6. You're locked into the sound of the nation's underground.
Thank you.
Number 5. From coast to coast to coast, counting down tracks from the top 10 hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
Was Relax from a new entry this week, Angel Food by Ida Diane Maidstone. It stands among the EP's top songs. That's comforting pop layered with emotional warmth. Charted this week by CFRU in Guelph and CFUV in Victoria. Before that was the title track from Montreal electro pop project Superplugs. Number 5 album last week, Grosse Maison. It continues his signature bright French-infused electronic style, charted this week by CFBX in Kamloops and CFOU in Trois-Rivières.
Number 4. Canada's hottest electronic albums, the nation's most essential countdown. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
Number 3.
We'll be right back. podmínek kam než se jenom chci vzpůsobit. Sokým na vysu jsem hodná zůstupit z tuto. Máňa, čekým
Tarsi Telugu, a deeply immersive piece by Bicep featuring Tarok, taken from last week's number 4 album, Takuk, the original soundtrack on Ninja Tunes. The track emerges from a multidisciplinary project blending cinema and Inuit Arctic storytelling. It premiered as part of an installation in London's OuterNet, and was developed in collaboration with visual artist Zach Norman and filmmaker Charlie Miller under the Earth Sonic program supporting Indigenous voices. Heard this week by CFRU in Guelph, CJLU Montreal, and CJUM in Winnipeg. Before that was Space Invader by Kate Trinata from his album Ain't No Damn Way, making its way back onto the chart this week. The instrumental track builds upon a clever Kellis sample and leans into hip-hop house, Haitian rhythms, and showcases his signature beatcraft. Charted this week by CFRC in Kingston, CFUV in Victoria, CHRW in London, CIVL in Abbotsford, and CKUA in Edmonton.
Number 2. Earshot Electronic Top 10, tracks from the nation's hottest electronic albums.
That was Nitzan and Amina from last week's number two album by Sophie Cortesis, Volver, via Ninja Tune. It's a deep house track that unfolds with layered loops, congas, shuffling percussion, and a rich, emotive melody. Charted this week by CIVL in Abbotsford, CJLO in Montreal, CJSW in Calgary, and CJUM in Winnipeg. Up next from last week's number one album, The Star of the Queen of Life, is 117 by Debbie Friday. It's an anthemic song with a bit of an edge via Sub Pop and Royal Mountain Records. It was written during her European tour. It's hypnotic, it's catchy, it's playful, has a nod to ancient Greece and nude selfies. Charted by 14 stations this week, including CFUV in Vancouver, CHSR in Fredericton, CJYZ in Laval, CIVL in Abbotsford, CJRU in Toronto, CJSW in Calgary, and CJUM in Winnipeg.
Number one. You're listening to the nation's countdown of tracks from the hottest electronic albums. This is the Earshot Electronic Top 10.
One at a time, thought I'd be fine, thought I'd want more, but this feels sublime. Nothing but air, looking for truth, perfect in you, I swear it's a
the way that you know me, touch the back of my right knee, tongue down just like 90.1 FM Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
My name is Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of the community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.